This is TWiT.
You know, Aaron and I sort of stumbled our way through the sort of high-level view of the thing, but you are obviously a lot more sharp about the stuff. So what is the high-level view? What problem is Pentaho, as you were saying, solve?
Sure. Well, first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Will Gorman. I've been a Pentaho developer for about 8 years now. So I joined Pentaho in early 2007. Pentaho is an open source community, but also a company. So we utilize the open core business model where a majority of our software is open source, but we also have some proprietary elements as well. And the Pentaho community started off actually as a number of independent communities all around the space of business intelligence. So we had a number of projects that were out there. And when Pentaho formed and raised venture capital, they brought under a single umbrella a number of open source projects by bringing on their lead developers and copyrights and such. So now we're focused primarily on what is referred to in the industry as big data, which in our minds encompass sort of three general areas. The first is Hadoop and the Hadoop ecosystem, which now includes a broader set of technologies like Spark. We also work very closely with the NoSQL database technologies, so Mongo and Cassandra and databases like that. And then also we work very closely with what's called MPP database systems, so scale-out database systems that are your traditional SQL systems, but they scale out to much larger data sets. So that's where we're focused, although we still have this pretty large traditional BI community that has, you know, utilized our software in all kinds of use cases, everything from embedded solutions, so you know, hosting reports and dashboards in your product and in your bigger product, to departmental solutions where you just need to build, you know, do some analytics, do some predictive analysis on your data. So
I wonder if before we get too far down the road here, I mean, we have a pretty technical audience, so they probably understand all this, right? But let's just say someone's new to business intelligence, and we'll bring in big data in a minute, because I think that's the biggest change that's happened, at least since I used this back in 2010, is big data all of a sudden has gone crazy, right? But
yep.
Let's talk a little bit about business intelligence and analytics and what you're doing, what the components are. So you got this data. Where does the data come from? Where does it live? Does it need to be modified in any way and then what is Pentaho actually doing to that data?
That's great. And it's a full data life cycle. So it starts off in source systems or in logs or in raw documents. Data is everywhere, right? And it's growing exponentially right now. And we have a technology called data integration. It's the project's called Kettle. It's actually one of our most popular open source projects, which gives you a visual environment for wrangling the data, for moving the data, for forming the data in an analytical form, so making it easier for processing and tools downstream. It also is just a general data streaming engine. So if you're an IT guy or girl, or you're even an advanced business user, can visually like drag and drop like a SQL step or a NoSQL step, transform that data into another relational database or non-relational database, or send it directly to a report or dashboard. It's all visual, just drag and drop type of experience. But it's where you actually form the data and get it prepared. From there, you have technologies like our predictive engine, which takes in a data set and then performs various machine learning algorithms like k-means or linear regression, those types of algorithms that you see in the machine learning space. We also have your what we call the glass, which is technologies like dashboards and reports. So if you want a PDF or Excel report, you know, you can build that pretty easily in a tool that's similar to like Crystal Reports. Pentaho is an open source version of Crystal. We also have an engine called a relational OLAP engine, which this gets pretty buzzwordy. We were talking about buzzwords, but it gives you the ability to slice and dice and explore a preformed data set, which we call a cube. That cube has measures, so numbers for analysis, and it also has dimensions. And those dimensions sort of look at your data in different ways. So whether it's your customer dimension or your geography dimension, all these different dimensions come into play, and you can ask questions of the data in a business-friendly kind of way versus writing low-level SQL or code.